Hardy wrote in his final desolate novel, Jude the Obscure. Then another silence, till she was seized with another uncontrollable fit of grief. There is something external to us which says, you shan't. First it said, you shan't learn. Then it said, you shan't labor. Now it says, you shan't love. He tried to soothe her by saying, that's bitter of you, darling. But it's true. Dominated by a sense of being between classes, he loved London society yet never felt part of it. Neglectful of his first wife, dominated by a troubled inner life, this public man lived in what is called a malignant universe. Hardy, like the prophet Job in the Old Testament, challenged the cruelty of the God he no longer believed in. He found the cruelty of the world unbearable. Bishops were to burn his books, and his views, particularly his views on the destructive effects of religion, were to turn his first wife Emma against him, and then finally to force Hardy himself to forsake the novel and return to the poetry he'd always loved more. But deep in his inner self, Thomas Hardy remained that raging, wounded self who chastised the values of the world he inhabited. After Emma's lonely death in the attic of Maxgate, Hardy suddenly fell in love again with the wife he had ignored and neglected for so much of their marriage. He kept Emma's coffin at the end of his bed for 3 days. He sought to possess her, as he had done with his great heroines. Hardy was to write no more about other women. He remembered his own past through an outpouring of passion and wonderful poetry. For himself, he asked once mournfully, who marries these beautiful women? Alas, not Thomas Hardy. As a novelist, he wrote, if the true artist ever weeps, it probably is when he first discovers the fearful price he has to pay for the privilege of writing in the English language. Beautiful city, so venerable, so lovely, so unravaged by the fierce intellectual life of our century, so serene. Her ineffable charm keeps ever calling us to the true goal of all of us, to the ideal, to perfection.